Ventnor City Commission meeting, October 8th, 2020.
Order, please rise for the flag salute. Please rise.
Wait, hold on, they said.
He said, hold on. Who's saying, hold on?
He said, let the public in.
Jim said there was nobody in.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right.
Roll call, please, Lisa.
Commissioner Kriebel? Let the record reflect Commissioner Kriebel's absent. Commissioner Langria?
Here.
Mayor Holtzman?
Here. Pursuant to the Open Public Meeting Act, adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the law. We do not have any presentations tonight. We do not have any department head reports, correct? You're just here for things on the agenda.
That is correct.
Okay. No capital discussion. We have no minutes to approve this evening. We have an ordinance introduction, and that is ordinance 2020-2023, and that is the ordinance to increase the parking permits from $2 to $20 for a two-year period. I think the rate has been there long enough. It's time to increase it. The next, we will have a public hearing and adoption of two ordinances. One is 2020-021, and that is amending Chapter 72 beaches, increasing our beach badges from $7 pre-season to $10, and during the season, it is, will be increased from $15 to $20. No more weekly badges, and there is no increase for senior citizens. The next is for public hearing and ordinance adoption of 2020-022, and that is chapter amending Chapter 143 Land Use Procedures. Lance, I need you to just give a quick snapshot on that.
Sure. All that is we're updating our submission requirements to actually deal with hearings that we're going to receive. We are now to submit the copies of all the plans written in PDFs, basically digital copies of things that we can put on our website. So just like you do with commission meetings, you can go to our website, look at the agenda, and pull up all the documentation. So that'll happen. Sorry, soon to our meeting.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can we just go back one second before we got into anything? I did want to, out of respect for Mayor Phil Robinson, he passed away. He was the mayor in Ventnor for a long time. I knew him really through my father, but I know he was a good man, a great mayor. So if we could just take a quick moment in silence out of respect for a past mayor of our city. Okay. I always remember his house in the high school in front of it. When I was a little girl, I used to ride by it. I thought it was real neat with the driveway. Anyway. Okay. So we have resolutions that we will be voting on by consent. And the first one is 2020-326, and that is a change order for the final work for the Newport Municipal Parking Lot. It's actually a decrease of $84,266.81. Correct, Ed?
That is correct, Mayor.
Thank you. Next, we have from Resolution 2020-327 to 2020-337 are all tax abatements. I will go through and read the addresses of each, but each one is a tax abatement. So the first one is 106 South Surrey. We have 110 South Melbourne, 3A North Marion, 4B North Marion, 4B North Baton Rouge Avenue, 4A North Baton Rouge Avenue, 2B North Oakland Avenue, 2A North Oakland Avenue, 516 North Cambridge Avenue, 514 North Cambridge Avenue, and 912 North Harbor. The next is Resolution 2020-338, and that is increasing the salary of Sue Simon. Next is 2020-339, and this is appointing individuals. We actually have two individuals coming off our ad hoc citizen committee and one new person joining. The next is resolution.
Bill Thomas will be going on.
Excuse me?
Bill Thomas will be the gentleman going on.
Yes. The next is 2020-340, and that's confirming the review and completion of our CY 2020 best practice inventory. Al, you're out there, right?
Yes, I'm here.
What score did we get?
We did like a 24. The highest score is like a 30, but passing, so to speak, is above 18, so we're 6 points above the net.
Right, and plus some of the things we are not applicable to us, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Wonderful. Thank you. So I went through the whole thing. I couldn't find the total number. Okay. The next is resolution 2020-341, and that's amending resolution 303 of 2020, authorizing Action Janitorial to provide the electrostatic spray sanitizing, disinfecting, and cleaning services. The next one is 2020-342. And that's amending resolution 2020-302 for emergency additional disinfecting and cleaning of the municipal building and the firehouse number 1 and 2. The next is 2020-343, and that is a tax overpayment refund to the resident. The next is 2020-344, and that's awarding engineering services for planning and design services for water and sewer improvements on Baltimore Avenue, Wyoming Avenue, and Lafayette Avenue. The next is 2020-345, and that is authorizing the cancellation of certain, we pulled that, didn't we? Is this the one we pulled, Maria?
No.
No?
No, we're just...
Okay. Cancellation of certain general and capital ordinances to fund balance. Thank you, Al, for doing that work. They were some pretty numbers. The next is 2020-346, and this is approving the concrete ramp replacement at Oxford Avenue and the Boardwalk, not to exceed $2,865. The next is 2020-347, approving underpinning concrete slab at the Viking Rowing Club, not to exceed $2,745. And the next is 2020-348, and that is authorizing the city to advertise for an RFP for a pool of engineers and architects. I'm assuming this is for 2021, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. We will have approval of our bills and payrolls to date. And discussion items, I only have one real quick one, that we are, Ventnor will celebrate Halloween in accordance with the governor of our state. There is Halloween,
trick or treat.
The guidelines from the CDC is face masks are not costume masks, everyone should be wearing face masks, social distancing, and they suggest that people, residents that are willing to participate to have the candy perhaps out on a table, spread out where the children can just grab it and go, not like a big bowl where hands go in and out of. So.
And so you're talking about trick-or-treating, right?
Yes, trick-or-treating.
So it'll be Saturday from 6 to 8.
Yes, so it'll be Saturday on the 31st of October from 6 to 8 in Ventnor. There will not be trunk-or-treat like we had last year because that forms too many crowds and it's hard to control. So, anything you want to say, Lance, about any discussion items? Wherever you are.
Just a real brief update on beach replenishment. As they're corrected by us this day, I think apparently the hopper dredge will arrive in our area on Sunday. They will immediately begin pumping sand onto the beach. I believe the plate comes in at Philadelphia Avenue in that general area. They will be working from that point northeastward towards the pier. And then once that area is finished, they will move south towards Margate. There's a project that is already planned. They're going to be doing a lot of other things for us, fixing up some of the walkovers and management storms, also doing some repairs to the concrete ramp and ride over at Suffolk Avenue. Thanks for the little bit of fire in that one. I'm making sure we get a concrete ramp, replace the concrete ramp, not a new one. That's kind of it. So we're going to be hearing some backup beavers going for the next month or so, 24/7.
Thank you. Okay, next we will have the public portion. This is the portion where anybody in the public would like to state or speak on any of the top, any of the items that we will be voting on. So do I have a motion to open public portion? I'll second it. All in favor? Aye. Lance? Okay, do I have a motion to close public portion? Okay, so do I have a motion to close the workshop and open our regular meeting?
We didn't second it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close workshop portion of our meeting and open our regular meeting? I'll second it. All in favor? Aye. We have no approval of minutes. Our ordinance, first ordinance introduction is 2020-023, amending chapter 217 of the parking. Do I have a motion? Second the motion. Lisa, roll call.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. I need a pen. Thank you. Okay. Next is on the agenda is a public hearing, 2020-021. And this is supplementing, amending and supplementing chapter 72. This is on our beach badge fees. Do I have a motion to open public hearing? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, anyone from the public would like to speak on this ordinance only? This is the time. Okay, do I have a motion to close public hearing?
Motion to close.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Next, we will adopt the ordinance 2020-021, Chapter 72, Beaches. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Make a motion to adopt ordinance 2020-021.
I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the public hearing on ordinance 2020-022, and that is amending Chapter 143, Land Use Procedures. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, this is the time. Anyone like to speak on this ordinance? Okay. Do I have a motion to close public hearing?
So moved.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the adoption of the ordinance 2020-022, amending Chapter 143, Land Use Procedures. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2020-022.
I'll second the motion. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have resolutions 2020-326 through 2020-348 by consent. Do I have a motion? I'll second the motion. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have our bills and payrolls. Al, our CFO, can you please give us the amount?
Yes. The amount of the bill list is $1,721,533.73. And the amount of the payroll is $587,019.84.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll stated from our CFO? I'll second it. Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Do we have any announcements or safety reports this evening? No? Okay. Commissioner reports or comments? I talked about Halloween, and you talked about beach replenishment. Anything?
Yeah,
next
the project moving along, it's utility space and new streets.
Thank you. Yeah, Hampshire Drive is going to look beautiful. Okay, next is the public comment portion. This is when anyone in the public can speak about anything. You state your name and your address. That we limit people to 3 minutes. If there's a subject or an issue that can't be resolved, then we welcome you to call City Hall and schedule a meeting with the appropriate commissioner based on the departments that we oversee. So do I have a motion to open the public comment?
So
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak on anything?
Yes, hi. This is Sally Oasis. How are you doing today?
I'm good. And you?
Good. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to bring up the odor that we're experiencing on Surrey Avenue from the storm drains. And we know that a lot of work has been done. We met people back in 2017 to talk about the area. At that time, there was a leak or a crack rather on a pipe, and Lance too well to get that video checked and got that repaired. Now we're just dealing with a pretty significant odor from the storm drain itself. And I know we talked to Ernie, and I apologize for forgetting his last name. He's one of those supervisors. And, you know, he said there's microorganisms, and there's also materials in this group that get macerated in the process, but that odor has really gotten significantly worse over the last 12 months, and it just goes right through the house.
Noreen and Sally, Ernie's here, so Ernie, did you want to?
Yeah, I want to
answer. Lance, is that okay?
So what is apparently happening is it's not the same source that we fixed a couple years ago. We had an issue with, we believe it's the overflow from the water tank. That the guys went down there and checked the catch basin there, or a small tank area that's underground there. There is soil, rotting, vegetation, all things of that nature, that we feel that Ernie went down there and got the same odor as you guys are smelling. So we have to clean that out. We're going to look for a better mechanism to, one would be a, Ernie can probably describe it better than I can, a computer-generated control system, automated control system for tower overflow, so it wouldn't happen as often. And secondly, a way to tie that overflow into the pump station, so it doesn't go into that building here and create that issue. That's what's causing it. We found it, and we should be able to develop it as soon as possible. It's going to take some work. We have to get a company in to do that. As quick as we have, it's just capable.
Well, that would be super. Now, if so, it's not related to the water that comes out from the storm drain itself, or is that the same source?
It's a different source. It's actually there are times when we try to top off our water tank, the water tower.
Yeah.
In the summertime, so we have pressure in our system, and we have a lot of people in town.
Right.
Pretty much all summer this year. When you do that, you have overflows. It comes out that pipe, it's out at the bottom side of the tower. From there, it goes into am I saying this stuff correctly?
Ernie's right here.
Yes, you are, Lance.
Ernie, if you could take off your mask, so we can hear you talk.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I am actually meeting a vendor. We're going to go to the site, and I'm actually going to talk to him about getting the storm box. Whenever it rains, we have two pumps, and they pump the storm water out into the bay. And there's an area, like Lance said, that is actually filled with about foot and a half of sand and material from the streets. And as we say, it's all macerated and there's microorganisms and it's creating an odor. We're going to actually talk about getting that removed tomorrow. And I'm going to work on getting a couple prices from some vendors. And then we're going to move forward. From this point, I hope this will help. And if not, we'll keep on looking for a solution. You blended both projects together, yes. Yes.
So the overflow is a separate issue?
Yes, that's actually a separate issue. We're looking...
Plus the erosion.
Yes.
That 4 gallons of water being used, so clearly a lot of people are down. You got a lot of projects done, and we really appreciate it. So thank you for addressing this.
Thank you. Stay safe, guys. Stay safe, Sally and Noreen. Okay, anyone?
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Anyone else from the public?
Anybody else in the public who's speaking on any item? First, we'll be phone number and then report to the United States. We don't need to solve any questions.
Okay, I think that's it. Do I have a motion to close the public comment?
Move.
Do I have a sec? I mean, I'll second it. All in favor? Aye. We do not have an executive session, correct?
Correct. No executive session.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting adjourned.